Today I want to talk about mixing business and personal relationships. There's a mentality which some people and companies have about mixing personal and business relationships that paints an unfavorable picture of this combination. Mixing business and personal life has frequently been viewed as a mistake for business people. The problem is that business people, and even the term itself, implies something other than people. Who do you do business with? If you encounter somebody in a given business setting who is less than personal toward you, do you look for somebody else who will appreciate your business more? I do, because I like to do business with people I like and trust, and who like and or respect me too. An impersonal approach is personally appalling to me, and I think it fails at all levels. Prices don't get in the way, because if I don't like somebody, I will walk away even if they are offering a huge discount. Even product quality takes a back seat to trust and comfort in my purchase decisions. The numbers show me that I am not alone in this, and that millions of people feel the same way. A fading business mentality of the 1990s. A formal mentality of the business world was that of a huge separation between business and relationships. The prevailing thinking was that business is done in boardrooms or storefronts, and personal relationships happen someplace else, away from company turf. It failed, and it did so with such a force that it spread throughout the world. This mentality is more apparent in business-to-consumer industries, but it also has strangled a lot of business-to-business industries. In either case, it simply doesn't work well. Why has it changed? It was not because of some miracle invention we call social media. It has changed because companies finally started realizing that what they were doing was they were doing it all wrong. Customers didn't change. They have understood mixing business and friendship for thousands of years, since trading grains for meat or gold for salt. It was the business world that strayed from good business practices. Who separated business from friendship? A sizable part of the blame for separation of business and personal relationships can be attributed to changes in the advertising industry. As television and radio ads were new, companies found it extremely easy to buy people's attention. It created a lot of brand recognition for some companies, and people soaked it all in while they waited for the show to return after these messages from our sponsors. Note, this is opinion mixed with observation and research, and you're welcome to rebut this. It became commonplace to sit through commercials for everything from soup to nuts. Then, after some glory years, consumers fought back with tools like the internet to find new things, DVRs to speed through commercials, email spam filters to squelch the noise, pop-up blockers to say, "Shut up!" and etc. We created and discovered choices, and then we realized huge empowerment. Consumers gained more choices than ever, but with choices came hazards. Cons, crooks, deadbeats, and snake oil sales made a resurgence. The trusted brands were not our only options, and armed villains were not the only ones stealing our money. Transitioning away from a bad business ideology. As business continues to transition back to people-focused and consumer-oriented thinking, the reliable and trustworthy choices have slowly narrowed. Now, many consumers rely on the good old brands we remember and trust just because we remember them, and the people who earn their reputation with us as friends, friends of friends, and etc. Yes, word-of-mouth marketing, including Facebook, Twitter, and etc., has grown in value at rates even faster than television, radio, print, and other one-way interruption marketing lost value. This is not all fixed to perfection just yet, but many companies have noticed the obvious shortcomings of separation of business and relationships. Those companies have adapted well to social media, and they already understand people's motivations and what makes them comfortable. Others still struggle with the fundamental basics of how and why people prefer to do business with people rather than businesses. So I must ask, what do you see in your everyday life as a consumer? What do you see within your own business dealings? Do you see it the same as a consumer as you do in your business? If you see a disparity, perhaps you're still using 1900s style business ideology and trying too hard to make a separation between business and relationships. My summary of business and personal mixing, let me tell you just a couple of things here. Some say don't mix business with personal, but I say don't mix 1900s ideology with 2000s customer expectations. Here's some of my personal slash business experience. You can skip it if you like, skip to the end, but maybe I'm wrong, but I also invite your input. I met a woman via social media, and we merged companies in 2000. She later became my wife and the mother of our three children. Now we own more companies. Prior to that, my business partnerships included many dear friends with whom I communicate frequently and will attend my funeral and even cry. In my earlier days, my business partners were my parents. Sure, some things can go wrong with mixing business and personal relationships. That is usually because of two things: misdirected passion, but it is still passion, and lack of good communication. This does not mean it's acceptable to make a business into a faceless monster without personality, or to even diminish the mix of business and personal relationships in the least. The good news is that when you have stronger relationships, you are far more likely to hear feedback from others, both positive and negative. Think of the potential benefits of that. Many of my best clients are close friends, and I have always relied on the old-fashioned approach to doing business as a person and not as a business. They may come to me as clients, but if we can't have a good relationship, I would rather find different clients. We work together, and we have fun together. I've been there to counsel them through death of spouses, treacherous divorces, weddings, joyous graduations, and more. I've held countless parties to honor and celebrate my clients slash friends. I've rented whole floors of large hotels, sent limousines, and done everything I can for and with these friends. They're not my friends because I earned them millions of dollars, nor because they have paid me millions of dollars. Here's what I discovered. Even when business is what introduces us, the business results from a relationship and seldom, if ever, the other way around. So I hope this will give you some good food for thought on, you know, mixing and blending business and personal, because let's face it, you are one person and you can't be two completely different entities. Thank you for your time. Hope to see your comments on my blog at awebguy.com. And as always, feel free to ring me up. I'm at 866-AWEBGUY. Take care.